exist without Snapchat and WhatsApp and Instagram. Sheesh. But you know how my father is. If there's a buck to be saved, he's dibsed it. And it's not even like I can use my phone a whole lot, since we have a limited family data plan that brother watches like a hawk, lest we dare use it like normal people.
And if I hear any complaints, the Ancient One said when I told him he was being archaic as hell, I will simply take back the phone, cancel the tuition at the very prestigious college into which I managed to get you admitted solely by dint of pulling many strings, and inform your mother that you will be making your own way home, the latter being an act that I suspect you'll find difficult.
Oh, I said, outraged that he'd pull out my current state of insolvency in the War of the Generations, as I like to think of our conversations. That is just going to make me point out yet again that I wouldn't be broke if I didn't have to pay for that stupid company car out of my own pocket.
A company car which you totaled,
brother pointed out, in that maddening way he has. That wasn't my fault, I said, slapping my legs in frustration. Honestly, was any father ever so blind to reality? I was trying to keep a latte from spilling on the carpet, which was a nice thing to do, especially considering that I wouldn't even have been in the car if the weasel hadn't sent me out to get yet another latte because he's addicted to Starbucks.
You ran into a parked police car, Emily,
the father unit said. I sniffed and decided to adopt a dignified stance rather than continue to argue with him. Besides, I have yet to find a comeback to the parked cop car comment. Regardless of the failure of my ex-employer to realize what a quality employee he had in me, I said, loftily waving away his argument. Not to mention the judge who garnished so much of my wages that I can't possibly live on my own any longer and had to move back with you. Brother grimaced. I ignored him and continued, as if that wasn't enough. I already agreed to the infinitesimally small data plan, though it's utterly, utterly without reason. He said, and marched off to go unpack yet another box that Mom had shipped over here. Great. Now I've digressed to the point where I can't remember what I was going to... Oh, yes. So... here I am in England, horrified to be stuck only with some weirdo, third-world-esque phone with no future. Drew.
Em, you're in England. For a year, free. Lots of people would be thrilled to be there.
Em. Lots of people are idiots, too.
Drew. You have me there.
Em. Let's just take a good look at why I'm miserable, shall we? Why I am miserable. A list. Lost lease on cute little studio apartment when owner sold out to a new company who jacked rent up almost double. Lost job due to slight accident with the weasel boss's car. Had no insurance because insurance peeps stopped autopay without telling me. Isn't that illegal?
It should be.
In debt for approximately 200 years, according to a clearly dirty judge who took the side of the weasel's insurance company, RE Liability, and thus ordered wages garnished. Plan for student loan bailout canceled because student loan people say they won't give money while the judgment is active. Likewise, free ride through local university was ground to dust when brother said getting kicked out of college after two semesters was sign I wasn't serious. Then added something about education being a privilege, not a right. Fuh, say I. Daniel, formerly adored boyfriend and currently asshat heartbreaker, dumps me, cruelly and maliciously, after almost 2 years because he is, and I quote, tired of waiting for... expletive deleted. The fact that we did everything but have actual sex seems to have escaped him. In short, my dumpling, I have no job, no cute apartment.